Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page is Newton Colfax Mingo-Pella High School boys swimmer, Ben Martin. He is also your district swimmer of the year for the district swim meet in Ames. It was held last weekend. Finn and a number of his teammates are going to be in Iowa City competing in the state swim meet on Friday and Saturday of this coming week. And they did a very good job at the district swim meet at Ames. Martin wins two events and set new Ames pool records in each. Broke his own record twice, winning the 50-yard freestyle and the 100-yard freestyle. And Martin, Ethan Comer, Matt Copeland, and Caleb Punt finished second in the 200-yard freestyle relay. Comer also came in second in the 100-yard breaststroke, so he advances on to state in that. Comer and also Finn Martin on the 400-yard freestyle team that plays third. They're advancing to state, and so is Newton Colfax Mingo-Pella's 200-yard medley relay team. They also made it to state as one of the 24 fastest in that event as well. But Finn, first off, congratulations. And, of course, you're the defending state champ in the 50-yard freestyle, so you have a chance to defend that. And also have a chance to become a state champion in some other events as well. So I'm sure you're looking forward to what's coming towards the end of this week.
Well, first off, thank you. I appreciate that. This weekend overall was like, it was awesome. My whole team, they all had time drops. I had time drops. Everybody in their individuals had time drops. And then all three of our relays made state, which, you know, we weren't expecting. We knew one was going to make it. We were kind of hesitant on the other two, but you know, we got it done. We dropped a lot of time, and it was overall really exciting.
So, yeah, you got a lot of teammates that are going to be going as well, six events in all. Ethan Comer made it in an individual event as well. And then, as you mentioned, there's two relays that you'll be in, and then there's another relay team that made it as well. Did you know whenever you were in the races, the two that you did, that you set the pool new pool records, did you know it was fast? Could you tell that you were going fast, or you just never know until you pop out of the water and look at the time on the board?
I mean, I felt good during warm-up, so I knew. I was like, I feel like I'm gonna go fast today. And you know, those two pool records that I got in the individuals, they were mine from last year.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, those are old, those gotta go. That was a goal I had, and I did it, so I'm glad.
When you're in the water, do you have a sense of where other swimmers are, or not really?
You can kind of peek out of the side of your eyes and see where they're at, but I'm usually just looking down. I'm just focusing on me.
Now, as you get set for the state meet coming up, what's your workout plan for this week?
I'll taper. Today is going to be like my last day, you know, lifting, my heavy lifting, and then also my like, it'll be a hard practice, but it's still, we'll cut back a little bit so I can, you know, rest and so I can be at my peak when Friday comes.
Now, you've already committed to Notre Dame. Do they keep an eye? They keep an eye on what you're doing here? Did you get like text messages or emails something about, hey, way to go or anything?
Yeah, I texted them about it, and you know, they texted me back saying congratulations. So that was pretty cool that they said that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you swim all year round?
No, I haven't been. I've only been swimming, you know, just the high school season because, I know, obviously I played football and play baseball in the summer, so I don't really have a whole lot of time to swim.
I didn't know if you had a pool at home or anything that you sneak out in. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be really nice.
Okay, all right. As far as your team is concerned, how do you think they've done this year as progressed throughout the year?
I mean, after the districts meet, you can tell that their work, they put in a lot of work, and it paid off. Everyone did fantastic, and it was so exciting to watch. You know, everyone dropped time. Like Ethan Comer, like you said, his individual, he dropped 3 seconds in his 100 breasts. That was awesome. It was his lifetime best. So that was really exciting to see, and I'm excited to see what, you know, he'll do in his individual at state and the relays. I'm excited to see how those will pan out.
Yeah.
I'm just excited. It was an awesome feeling because they all worked hard, and I know they did. So
yeah, you're right there. You can see how hard the work that they put into it, and it's nice to see it pay off for them as well, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to have a lot of family make the trip to Iowa City this weekend?
Yeah. My parents will. My brother will, for sure. And my sister, Scarlett, she actually goes to college at Iowa, University of Iowa. Okay. So she's already there.
She's right there, yeah. So obviously she's got to go. She can't get out of it.
She'll be there. So,
she cannot get out of it, yeah.
And then I think just like my grandparents, maybe some of my cousins. So, yeah, it'll be awesome to see them there so they can see how I do and everybody else.
Okay. Well, you got one state championship. So last year you bring home possibly three this year. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's the plan.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about this year or your team or your coach?
I've already said a lot of it. Yeah. Everyone, but, I mean, everyone's grown. Like, from my coach, Lucas Warner, he's grown. I've seen that. He's grown as a coach, and he's learned just from, you know, other coaches and from other people. And so it's awesome to see that he's grown and he's getting better, you know, every day. And then, obviously, my teammates, they're getting better every day. I see it in the practices. I see, you know, how hard they work. Yeah, I'm really glad with how everybody's been. Like, everyone's grown to how they've done this season. So it's been pretty cool.
Nice to sit back and watch it, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Lucas, he's a young guy, very relatable to you guys, I'm sure.
So yeah, kinda, no, he's awesome.
Kind of like having a brother out there.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really relatable. He's awesome.
Well, best of luck, and again, we appreciate you taking time to talk with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much.
You know, we've been talking to Fenn Martin on the Lely Radio Sports page as he and his teammates get ready to go to the state meet up at Iowa City on Friday and Saturday.